last count in Wisconsin, more than 230 different bird species are nesting and raising their young here. Not ones that simply migrate through the state, but ones that rely on Wisconsin habitats to multiply. Scientists want to determine if their numbers are holding, and if not, why? WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz checked at opposite ends of the state where bird experts are counting.
Nicholas Anich is standing on a country road outside Ashland, listening and watching avian action. He laments the poor conditions. It's windy, and the bluster can muffle birdsong and limit normal activity. But the seasoned birder still manages to detect species.
That's a red-eyed vireo, I think, that one. The vireo goes rear, common yellow throat back in there, too.
The art of identification means learning the looks and sounds of birds. Anich says during nesting season, birds try to find safe, hidden-away spots to build their homes and raise their babies. But observers may see a mom or dad on the wing carrying nesting material and later food for their young. Anich spots a sparrow.
Savannah sparrow. So that one's got a big green caterpillar in his mouth. Flew off with it. And so that's confirmation he's carrying food.
Anich admits he didn't pay much attention while growing up in Ashland.
I wasn't really into birding then.
His attitude changed when he went off to college.
St. Olaf College, and I had to take vertebrate biology. I learned my birds, and then I started seeing my birds everywhere I went.
Today, Anich is a conservation biologist, and he's coordinating Wisconsin's second nesting bird atlas. The first officially documented birds that hatched and raised their young here between 1995 and 2000. Now 1,000-plus surveyors are watching and listening for another five-year period. Why so long?
We have to cover the whole state, so we got over 1,000 3-mile by 3-mile blocks to cover.
The tools from the last survey to this remain constant: a good ear, notepad, pencil, and binoculars. However, sharing findings now moves at lightning speed.
We're actually working with eBird, which is out of Cornell. It's a website that allows birders to kind of keep track of their own stuff, and it compiles their lists, and birders love that sort of stuff. But then it also has it in a way that scientists can get at those data, and so it's very valuable.
So far, 2 years into the process, Anich says some species appear to be stable. Others show increases, such as wild turkey, which has spread statewide. And some species, such as the northern bobwhite, are in decline, or as Anich puts it, they are tanking hard.
If a species is doing very poorly, if it's vanished from the northern half of the state, that probably means something else is going on. So I think, you know, birds are a very useful indicator of the environment in general.
So we have one that sounds like a little bouncing ball off in the distance there, and that's a field sparrow.
350 miles away, in a different habitat, Brian Russert is leading bird surveys in Milwaukee County Parks.
This park, I wouldn't be surprised if we had well over 30 species just in a few short hours. We have incredible diversity of habitats here. We have upland grasslands, probably the largest remaining upland grasslands in Milwaukee County.
The Natural Areas Coordinator carries a wish list of 22 species he hopes to hear or see today.
I have another bird off in the woodland just passed. It's going creep, creep, creep. That's a great crested flycatcher.
On your list?
Let's see if it's on our list for today. No, we already confirmed that one here. We have one going sweet, sweet, a little more sweet, and that is a yellow warbler, which is on our list. Yeah, there's a small wetland just beyond these trees here in that area that's probably nesting in.
Russert exudes joy as he quietly shares birds' behaviors and song. When did he start birding?
My mother tells me my first word was bird. So I'm probably quite young. She took me for a lot of walks in nature when I was very small. So, yes, maybe from birth.
Russert has an ulterior motive for promoting the Breeding Bird Atlas project. He believes that by building curiosity about rare species he spotted, such as the blue-winged teal and yellow-billed cuckoo, he'll build the case for maintaining urban natural spaces.
Sometimes I'm out here, and when I finish, I look at my list and think about all the birds that I'm not hearing that I should, that I know that I'm in the right habitat for them, and this will be something we can do to better manage the site. It's always a puzzle trying to figure it out.
As for the Atlas project, it will continue for 3 more years. Plenty of time, organizers say, to bring more people into the birding fold. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.